Check out 4thandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show. In a special episode of 4th and Flex, we've got your starts and sits every game. Let's go, baby.
Are you ready?
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now, buddy. What's happening?
Not much, man. I said it earlier today, but I'll go ahead and say it live on the show. Happy birthday, brother.
Hey, my guy. Happy birthday to your boy, Bandy. Hey, as a birthday present to me, hit that like button. Subscribe if you are not already. Appreciate it. Special episode, rocking the creamsicle. Yes, sir. Happy birthday to me. But before we get started with our starts and sits this week, we have just got to hear from our friends over at Manscaped, Trey.
No doubt, guys. You know, obviously we love Manscaped and fall is upon us. You got your flannels, you got your cozy socks, but you also got to make sure that your balls stay trimmed. Okay. So go over to Manscaped, get you the Lawnmower 4.0 to stay on top of your stuff. Keep it nice and clean for your girl. Even though it's the winter time, doesn't mean you shouldn't be nice down below. Get your pumpkin spice and keep those balls nice. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. And right now, if you go to manscaped.com, you can use our promo code SUPERFLEX20. You're going to get 20% off and free shipping, Trey.
Free shipping.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Check out Manscaped. Love those guys over there. Your balls will thank you. But hey, we're here for a reason, buddy. We're here for a reason. Hey, Tommy popping in. Happy birthday, Bandy. Thank you, Tommy. I appreciate that, brother. Appreciate that very much. I won't say my age. You know, send me a DM. We'll talk about it. You know what I mean? But we got to get to the first game. Guys, if you have any starts and sits questions, don't be afraid to throw them in the chat. We will help you out. A lot of buys this week, Trey. A lot of buys. Who we got? Who do we got on buy this week?
So this week we got the Browns on buy. We got the Chargers on buy. We got the Bucks on buy. And the Seattle Seahawks on buy.
Hey, both of our teams on buy, huh?
No doubt.
Well, bye. But yeah, let's hop to the first game. We got another London game here. 8:30 Central Standard Time. We've got the Jaguars versus the Bills, Trey.
Yeah, over-under for this game is 47.5 points. Vegas has the Bills picked to win by 5. And I feel like I got to go with the Bills, except for the fact that the Jags normally do great in London. that does hamper it a little bit, but I think the Bills end up pulling out the dub.
I'm going Bills as well, man. They just look too lights out. We've seen people do things to the Jaguars. The defense is just letting people score. I got to take the Bills here, man. Do you think that the Jaguars just stayed in London?
Yeah, I know. That's what I've been trying to figure out. Like, are they, I mean, I would. I mean, what are they going to do? Fly over for 3 days, get back? I mean, that just seems like a lot of pressure on the teammates and with the jet lag and everything like that. Just keep them there. Let them have a good time in London and get them ready for the next game.
Sure, but I mean, it is their days off. You know what I mean? Like, just going to keep them there. But I mean, it would save money. It would make sense. So
I mean, they could take a vacation for a couple of days in London. I mean,
that's true. That's true. But let's go ahead and jump into some Jaguar starts here. I'm starting up Trevor Lawrence. I'm starting up Christian Kirk. Got to start me up some Calvin Ridley. Evan Ingram, I think, has been great. Is a must-start tight end these days. Travis Etienne, also been very, very good. I'm going to sit Tank Bigsby. And if Zay Jones plays, I'm still going to sit him. So what do you think?
Yeah, I like it, man. I like it a lot. You know, Christian Kirk finally showing his why we drafted him. And I'm glad to have him on my team.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been telling him, boy. Christian Kirk, man. I love it. I love seeing him do those things over there, man. But let's go ahead and jump to some Bills starts in this game. You got to start up Josh Allen. Dude's killing it. Stephon Diggs, hopefully you get another great game out of that guy. Gabe Davis, I like starting him up as well. You got to start James Cook. Guy has been ridiculous. And I'm going to sit Dawson Knox. I'm sitting Latavius Murray, Trey.
I feel you. I feel you. I like it a lot. Yeah, James Cook's the monster, man, boy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. James has been cooking, my friend, has been cooking. Let's see. Yo, man, Joe over on Twitch says, thank you, DJ Moore.
Go, DJ. That's my DJ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's my DJ, too, bro. Hey, if you're in the comments, let me know if you had the stack, because your boys in a league we're in together had the stack. And we're so happy that thing has paid off, Trey.
For sure. I mean, I was so close to getting ready to maneuver it around and find something different.
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom, last night, I just satisfied everything I needed.
Just a ridiculous game. Ridiculous from both of them, dude. I've been telling people, man, hey, keep on the Justin Fields stuff, man. I've been telling them, Trey. You said you was doubting me. You was doubting me. But hey, our boy came through, tore it up, probably won me like four leagues. So
no doubt.
Hey, that's my dude. That's my dude. Tommy has got a question for us, Trey. I need 2 out of 4, a wide receiver and a flex. Kirk, Stevenson, Warren, or Dell, full PPR. I think this league sucks.
Yeah, man. Kirk for sure is one that can be your wide receiver. For your flex, honestly, it's tough because Stevenson is questionable. I do think he's going to play, but I don't know if they're going to limit his snaps. Warren's snaps have been going up every week, but the Steelers have just been not the best. And Tank Dell has been hit or miss. You know, he had a couple great weeks, and then he had nothing, really. So I like Dell this week, but I would be scared to start him. I think I would go Kirk and Stevenson, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I like it. Yeah, Dell, it scares me. I like Dell. I think he has super potential to break out at any moment, but I really think I would trust Stevenson more too, buddy. And you know I'm going with my boy Kirk. Greatly put, my friend, greatly put. And Yo Man Joe says, should I start Anthony Richardson or Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, man, I got to go Kirk Cousins on this one. This dude has been a monster. I mean, he's top 5 quarterback on the year. You go Kirk Cousins all day.
Yeah, I got to go Kirk Cousins. He's in the, you know, they're not winning games, Trey, but they are tearing it up on the fantasy streets, I guess you would say.
No doubt.
I like it. I like it. But yeah, Bills, Jags, don't forget to set your lineups early for that London game early in the morning. I guess in London, it's probably like the middle of the day though, right?
Yeah, no doubt. But people that live in California, it's like 6 a.m.
Oof. Better TiVo that thing, man, and not check your lineups.
Put a little whiskey in your coffee.
You know? Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. But let's hop to the next game, buddy. We've got the Saints at the Patriots.
Over-under for this game is 40.5 points, and Vegas has the Patriots picked to win by 1. You know, I know Derek Carr is questionable, but I just think that the Saints can pull this game off. The Patriots just have looked so bad. I mean, if the Patriots do win this game, it'll be 100% by defense.
Yeah, baby. I got the Patriots defense in a league also. Honestly, I've got to go Saints in this game. Again, like you said, I just think that Derek Carr and those fellas are probably embarrassed after the Tampa Bay Buccaneers laid the smacketh down on their candy asses. So I think the Saints are going to just come out firing. Derek Carr, did you see that last play, bro? It looked like he just like threw the ball, like he got nervous and threw it. It just, and he was so mad at himself, bro. So mad. So I think Derek Carr is going to come out swinging. I think the Saints take the W as well, my friend.
But jumping into my Saints starts, Derek Carr is questionable, but he seems certain to play. So if he's playing, I'm starting him. Alvin Kamara is in this game, and you're starting that dude up all day. Olave, start him. Michael Thomas, I think, is startable. Rashid Shaheed, you know, if you're in a pinch, I have to flex him in a league or two, but, you know, it could be – it's hit or miss with Rashid Shaheed. He either gets a touchdown in 100 yards or he doesn't do nothing. So it's kind of your taste. Foster Moreau is going to be the tight end in this one, and I like Foster Moreau. I think he actually gets some work. So if you're struggling for tight end, go out and find you some Foster Moreau.
Okay, Foster Moreau, man, fought through cancer. Hopefully can fight through your fantasy line. I like it. I like me some Foster Moreau, buddy.
Jump into my Patriots starts. A lot thinner of a list. Ramondre Stevenson and Hunter Henry and defense.
Yeah, you gotta. Yeah. Small list for sure, man. I do like the Hunter Henry though. That's my dude, man. I mean, I've been riding with him a little bit. He's had a rough week here and there, but I feel like you can roll with this guy.
No doubt.
Jessica Welch popping in, fresh fit Bandy. Thank you, madam. Thank you. I appreciate that. And a happy birthday. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's my girl right there. Thank you. Next game, buddy, let's hop it on over. We got the Titans at the Colts, Trey.
Over under for this game is 44 points, and Vegas has the Titans winning by one. As much as I want the Titans to win this game, Jonathan Taylor is bringing the Colts the dub.
Okay, yeah. Jonathan Taylor bringing the Colts the dub, huh? He's coming, huh?
Yes, sir.
I like it, man. Maybe we'll see what happens. I got to take the Titans, though. I got to take the Titans, man. I think Tannehill is, you know, not playing great, but Derrick Henry's running the ball when he needs to. I think he can do it on that Colts defense, taking the Titans for the dub. But let's go ahead and jump into some of the starts. Sitting Tannehill. I'm going to sit him. I just don't trust him. I'm sure there are way better options out there than Tannehill, even in a super flex. Let's see here. Start Derrick Henry, of course. Start D-Hop because Treylon Burks is out. I'm sitting Chig-O. And if you're in a bind, I mean like a real bind, and you need a flex position, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, maybe?
Yes, sir. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, I like it, man. You know, he's been getting in some work, you know. I mean, it's 10 to 12 points, but it's work for your team.
It's something. It ain't nothing. Just in case. I mean, like I said, a bind, though, a bind. But yeah, let's go to some Colts starts here. Start Anthony Richardson. He's a running quarterback. He's doing enough to stay fantasy relevant. Let's see here. Go with Zach Moss if Taylor doesn't play, but it's looking like he's gonna play. If Taylor plays, I mean, you got to start him up if you've been holding on to him, right? You got to see what this guy's made of. Let's see. Michael Pittman, got to start him. Sit Alec Pierce and all the rest of them. What do you think?
Yeah, man. You know, I think if Taylor plays, I think you got to start Moss and Taylor. Because I really think this first game, they're not just going to take all that work away from Moss. They're going to want to see Taylor do it on the field. And I think they're both going to get work. Now, it's definitely going to hurt Moss's production. But it also hurt Taylor's production this game. I'm not saying either one of them is going to go crazy, but I think if one of them did, it would be Taylor just to prove himself again.
Exactly.
But either way, I think both of them have starting potential.
Oof, I don't know, buddy. I mean, I like the take there, but I think if Jonathan Taylor comes in, he's going to expect all the work, and I would not start Zach Moss in that situation.
He also expected a paycheck.
Well, he's got to prove it, man. He's going for a reason. You know what I mean? But yeah, buddy, I like it. What do you think? Let's go ahead and move on to the next game. We've got the Ravens at the Steelers.
Hey, plug your mic in a little bit.
I'm good.
All right. Sound good?
No. Let's go Ravens at the Steelers, Trey.
All right. Over under for this game is 40.5 points. Vegas have the Ravens winning by 3. With the Ravens and the Steelers and the way things have been going for the Ravens specifically, I've got to take the Steelers here, man.
Yeah, taking the Steelers? I'm taking the Ravens, my friend. Taking the Ravens. Lamar's playing lights out. The Steelers are looking like trash. Got to go Ravens, buddy. No, we are not agreeing this week, are we, buddy?
No, sir.
We are not on the same page. I like it.
But jumping into my Ravens starts, you got to start Lamar Jackson. I don't want to start Gus Edwards, but I mean, if you're in a pinch at running back, you can do it. I just, you know, Justice Hill's hurt and he might not even get too many snaps. So Gus Edwards is going to be kind of the only guy back there right now, but I don't like those touches. You're starting Zay Flowers. Odell is questionable. I don't think you start him whether he plays or not. And then Mark Andrews, start that dude up.
Yeah, I like it. You got to start Mark Andrews up. He's pretty high up there on the scale of tight ends this year in most leagues. Got to do it, buddy.
For sure. But jumping to my Steelers starts, you know, not starting Kenny Pickett. Najee Harris, I don't want to start him. But if you have him, you probably don't have another option. But I also think Jalen Warren, I would probably start Jalen Warren over Najee if I had both of them. George Pickens is startable. Allen Robinson is not. But Calvin Austin, I think, might have a really good game this week. Pat Freiermuth is out of this game, which I think is going to help Calvin Austin get some more targets. And Darnell Washington will be the tight end, and I don't think he's worthy of a start.
Yeah, no, I agree, man. I like the Calvin Austin take, though, man. This guy is doing things. He's enough for a flex, for sure, I think, man. So as long as the quarterback's throwing him passes and good ones, I think he could do it.
No doubt.
But yeah, going to be a good one. Got that rivalry going on there. But we got a couple questions popping off, buddy. Yo Man Joe says, "Whoa, let me hear what y'all think. I'm 1-3 in my money league. Needed to do something to give myself a chance. I was really deep at wide receiver. Had no running setbacks besides Javonte Williams and Jaylen Warren. I traded Travis Kelce and Calvin Ridley for Evan Ingram, Bijan, and Brian Robinson."
I don't hate that at all, actually. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty solid.
No. 1-3, you got to do something. I like it.
You know, Calvin Ridley hasn't been doing great. Travis Kelce hadn't been putting up Travis Kelce-type numbers.
Right.
And you got you an Evan Ingram, which is almost canceling out your Travis Kelce right there, the way the numbers have been looking.
Mm-hmm.
And you got two great running backs to add to your team. You know, Brian Robinson even did well last night in that beatdown that they got. So,
yeah, he did.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, Brian Robinson's really surprised me, man. He's looking like maybe the guy he would have looked like had he not been shot and had, you know, didn't have to recover from that. And he even did okay then. But I'm just saying he's looking really good on a team that, you know, really wasn't doing much until the second half.
No doubt.
Jay Jim popping in from Twitch. Up? What's happening, buddy? Hello, you two. Great fantasy football week for me so far. I started DJ Moore.
That's right.
So did we, buddy. So did we.
Good move.
And Justin Fields. Just saying. And Facebook user says, "What's up, guys? Can't stay today because I'm at work, but Bears game was
flex.
Strong. I don't know. Fields, Moore, and Komet got me almost 98 points yesterday.
Nice.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. By the way, I did say the Bears were going to take that W, Trey. Who did you think was going to win?
You know, I said Washington's defense could handle it, but doesn't look like it.
Bears get the win after almost a year of
losing. I meant to say Bears by 20.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Yeah, we print that typo for you, buddy. We'll print that typo. But yeah, let's go ahead and keep it moving, my friend. Let's get to the next game. We've got the Panthers at the Lions.
Over-under for this game is 44.5 points. Vegas has the Lions winning by 8. And I like the Lions to win this game. I don't think it's going to be by 8 just because Amon-Ra is doubtful for this game. So that scares me. But I do think that the Lions win this game.
Yeah, I got to take the Lions also. No Amon-Ra. Yeah, but I still think that they can figure it out with that run game. And some of the guys that they got, they can make that can make plays. You know what I mean? But let's jump to some starts here. I'm going to start with the Panthers. Moving to the Panthers, I'm going to sit Bryce Young. That defense on the Lions has just been too scary for me to even think about a rookie quarterback going against them. So I like starting Miles Sanders. Adam Thielen, I think, is going to get enough. Adam Thielen has just become like a must start lately, Trey. This guy has been on fire, and you probably got him very, very late. I like flexing DJ Chark in a pinch if you have to. I'm going to sit Jonathan Mingo. I'm sitting Hayden Hurst, and I'm sitting Chuba Hubbard. What do you think?
Yeah, man, I like it a lot. You know, Adam Thielen is the man right now, and we talked about it all offseason.
Yeah, we did.
We were proud of our Adam Thielen, and it's working out.
Yes, it is. We were proud of some Thielen. I got him super, super late, man, so I love it. But let's rock to some Lions starts here, man. Start Jared Goff. Start Sam Laporta. This guy has just been insane for the tight end position. I mean, just in general, he's been insane. He's up there on the list of tight ends, definitely. Got to start David Montgomery, especially because Jahmyr Gibbs may not play. I think he will, and if he does play, I'll flex Jahmyr Gibbs. You know what I mean? It's scary. I know the way he's been playing, but I mean, I'll flex him. You know what I mean? I think they're going to be running the ball more because of Amon-Ra not being there. So if that's the case, both of these guys should get work. And if Amon-Ra is not, he's doubtful, which basically means he's not playing. So if he doesn't play, Josh Reynolds, I like as a start. Josh Reynolds, Khalif Raymond even may be a good flex. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, I like it a lot. Actually, as soon as I got the notification that Amon-Ra was doubtful, I jumped to the waiver wire in my league, and Josh Reynolds was sitting there, free ad right off the top. Went ahead, and I have no problem switching him out one for one for Amon-Ra. If Amon-Ra's out of this game, Josh Reynolds is just going to fill that slot. With Gibbs, you know, Gibbs is just one of those guys that you're going to have on your team all year, and you're going to start him every week regardless of how he produces, and hopefully it takes off, but it's tough. You know, I just got rid of my Gibbs, but.
Traded him away, huh? And it hurt a little bit, didn't it?
It did hurt, but I got me some Cooper Kupp, so it's going to feel a lot better.
Okay, yeah, that should ease the tension and pain a little bit right there, buddy. But it's going to be a good game, Panthers at Lions. I'm very, very excited about that game. Let's get to some questions, Trey. Yo, man, Joe says, Debo Samuel, Drake London, or Jaylen Warren at the flex. I know Debo may be obvious, but what he did last week scares me.
Man, I agree with you. But, you know, when you're looking at the three guys you got, I'm not starting Drake London for nothing. Jaylen Warren, you know, is a good idea because, you know, he's going to get, you know, around 50% of the work. But, I mean, you just never know what's going to happen on the Steelers offense. The safest bet is Debo. And I understand, you know,
you have to.
You know, players have bad weeks, but you just got to keep riding with the best hot hand.
Exactly. How are you going to feel if you start Drake London, he lays a goose egg and Debo goes off, which you know he is capable of doing? You have to start Debo in this situation. I really feel so.
No doubt.
Let's see, SMN over on YouTube. Guys, if you are watching us on YouTube, don't forget to hit the like button. Subscribe to your boys. If you're watching us over on Twitch, go ahead and follow your boys. We appreciate the love. But SMN, welcome to the channel, says, would you guys trade Kyren and Flowers away for Tyreek? I would be left with A-Chain and Barkley as my running backs, and I'm 0-4.
Yeah, man, to be honest with you, I would keep Kyren and Flowers. I know Tyreek looks good, but Barkley is not staying healthy, man, and you don't want to be left with just one running back. I think you keep Kyren and A-Chain because Barkley just, I mean, it just scares me with his health, man. I don't want your team to, you know, if you want to get that dub, you need to have a full roster. So
for sure, for sure. Yeah, no, I think I have to agree with you, buddy. I mean, that Tyreek does look juicy, but then you're left with A-Chain and Barkley. And like he said, Barkley can't stay healthy. A-Chain, he's had some amazing games, but hopefully, is he going to keep it up? You know what I mean? But you know, Kyren's going to keep doing his thing. And so I have to agree, Trey, you should stick with what you got. He is 0-4, though. I will say, you know, a change for the team could be good.
Definitely, definitely. But you do want to have, you know, running backs in all your running backs.
Yeah. That's great fantasy advice, Trey. Have running backs in all your running back slots. I like it. I like it. Let's go to the next one, man. Jay Jim says, would you start Mostert, Mattinson, or Gibbs as an RB2?
I think I got to go Alexander Mattinson, man. I think out of that list, you know, Mostert is just kind of fallen into the shadows with A-Chain. And Gibbs is just not producing to the level we want him to. And Madison has been fairly consistent. I think I'd lean Madison.
He has been all right. I agree. It's hard because we know what Mostert did a couple weeks ago, just went off. It seems like A-Chain is kind of sliding up into that one role, but I think Mostert is still the guy. They've just been, you know, giving A-Chain work too, but I think I have to agree. Go Mattinson. And no, I don't have Madison, but I am starting Mostert in a league this week. I do believe that he is not done on the Dolphins, and I am going to start him up in another league for what that is worth. But yeah, I like the Madison out of the choices. But yeah, going to be a good game, buddy. The Panthers at Lions. Any game with the Lions is an exciting game for me, man. But let's go to the next one, man. We've got the Texans at the Falcons.
Over-under for this game is 42.5 points. Vegas has the Falcons picked to win by 2. And give me the Texans to get another dub here.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. Yeah, the Texans been playing lights out, buddy. I got to agree with you on this one. Take the Texans. The Falcons, you know, Desmond Ridder doesn't seem like the guy. And that is really hurting them. Having a great run game is great. But if you don't have a guy that can throw the ball and get it to the receivers when they're open, that hurts you, my friend.
Exactly, exactly. But jumping to my Texans starts, you're starting C.J. Stroud. This dude's a monster. I mean, he's breaking all the records for rookie quarterbacks. Nico Collins got to start that dude up. Tank Dell is one of those things that, you know, if you don't have another option or if you're projected to lose pretty bad, you know, he's a high risk, high reward kind of player. Dameon Pierce, I think, is startable. And Dalton Schultz, I think, is startable this week. I think that this will be a good matchup for him. I know that he will be in the top two of tight end scoring in this game, as in Kyle Pitts will be below him.
Yeah, what, Jonnu's first or second?
That's what I'm saying. It could be Jonnu or Dalton in first or second, but guaranteed he's going to be in one or two.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts is droppable in your league. I promise you there, man. It's not going to happen. Even if he has like one good game, you know what I mean? That's probably all you're going to get out of him. And that just comes back to, you know, who's throwing him the ball. I think maybe if Kyle Pitts had a good, solid quarterback, maybe he could be okay. What do you think?
Look, I actually had a memory from our video 1 year ago, and it was like week five or week six or something like that, and I watched like 10 minutes of it, and in that 10 minutes, I said three times, drop Kyle Pitts, and that was last year. I'm still on the same BS, so do that.
Yeah, you heard your boy. Do that, drop Kyle Pitts. I like it, though, with the Texans, buddy. You got to start up Nico Collins. My guy has been killing it, Trey.
No doubt, no doubt. Love us some Nico. But jump into our Falcons starts. Desmond Ridder, not startable at all. Bijan Robinson, got to start that man up. He's going crazy. Tyler Algier, I'm not starting this week. I think that he has potential. I don't think he's completely done, but it's just going to be kind of a really matchup based on the defense on running backs and things like that. And then Jonnu Smith, but I'm not starting Drake London or Matt Collins or Kyle Pitts or none of these guys that catch the football.
We get it, buddy. You ain't starting no Kyle Pitts.
I'm saying.
Yeah, I know, but I got you. Yeah, I like it, man. Yeah, Drake London, man. What happened, bro? He was doing good last year. He went high in the drafts, and now he's, I mean, not doing nothing. What happened?
Needs a consistent quarterback, man. That's all he needs.
Sucks, man. Sucks. But Texans at Falcons. I mean, it's exciting actually watching the Texans these days. I'm happy about that, you know?
No doubt.
Let's see here. We got some questions. Yo Man Joe says it's kind of weird. Before this year, we were saying there is less viable receivers than running backs, and now it seems the opposite fantasy wise.
Yeah, man. Yeah, the running back room has been rough, you know, with injuries and just players, you know, taking off and showing up and showing out where we didn't expect it. But that's what fantasy is all about, you know, is finding that diamond in the rough and getting that guy first that's on the waiver wire. I mean, I really think you could build an entire team out of waiver wire from week one and be one of the best teams in your league.
No doubt at all, man. It's wild. It's wild. And Jay Jim said, if someone asked if I thought the Lions and Texans would be somewhat must-see TV just at the start of last season, I would have sent them to the insane asylum.
Hey, man. CJ Stroud, baby.
Yeah, he's looking like the guy, man. And he's looking good, man. I love him, what I'm seeing. He's right, though. It's must-see TV. Every time the Houston, the Texans or the Lions playing, I'm excited to watch it.
No doubt.
Makes sense. But, yeah, let's go ahead and keep this thing moving, buddy. Let's get to the next game. We've got the Giants at the Dolphins.
Over-under for this game is 49 points. Vegas has the Dolphins winning by 9.5. Yeah, I like the Dolphins to win this game. I don't know that 49 points are going to need to be scored, but it's the potential of a, you know, 70-0 or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you got to take the Dolphins here. You got to. I don't know. Do you think the Giants put up a good fight at least, Trey?
I mean, if Saquon Barkley doesn't play, no. I don't think they have a fight in them at all.
Rough. But let's get to some Giants starts here. I'm starting up Daniel Jones. I think against the Dolphins, he's going to have to be playing from behind, most likely. So he's going to have to throw the ball and run and use his legs. Saquon is listed as limited. It's looking like he might start. Who knows? Who knows with this guy? Hopefully he does start. If he does play, you got to start up Saquon, definitely, no doubt. And if he doesn't, Breida. I like Breida as a start, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, Breida is just enough to fill you in and get you enough points to get you to the next week, man. But that's about it.
Exactly, exactly. It's kind of like one of those in a pinch sort of things. So I like starting Wandale Robinson, especially in full PPR. Even in the games where they're behind and not doing well, it seemed like every time you looked up, Wandale Robinson was catching the ball or even like running it at times. So I like Wandale. He's someone to keep your eye on for sure. And I'm starting Darren Waller. It hasn't been pretty. It hasn't been great after all the offseason talk about we had to take Darren Waller off the field because Daniel Jones wouldn't throw the ball to anybody else. Well, what the heck happened to that? I mean, I guess when you're playing 7-on-7 drills, it's a little easier to keep throwing it to Darren Waller.
No doubt.
It's crazy. But you got to sit Darius Slayton, sit Paris Campbell. What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, man. You know, Darren Waller, I really think that, don't get rid of him yet. I think that he's going to have a turnaround. I'm fingers crossed, hoping so. But I really think that this dude has potential and they're going to work it out.
Mm-hmm. And JGM says if the only chance the Giants have for winning this game is if Tua doesn't play.
There you go.
I think even, Mike White. Yeah, Mike White. Come in, dude. Might tear him up, dude. So that's a good point, right? Good point. But let's go ahead and jump to some Dolphins starts here. Start Tua. If Tua doesn't play for some reason, you can start Mike White up. Why not? let's see. Start Mostert. Like I said earlier, I like starting Mostert. Anyway, start Devin Achane. You got to start this guy up. Start Tyreek. Start Waddle. Obviously, sit Durham Smythe and sit Braxton Berrios, Trey.
Are we starting Chase Claypool?
Negative, my friend. Negative.
Hey, but I'm excited that he got sent to the Dolphins. I think that any other team, I think this is a good spot for him. You know, the Dolphins are just one of those teams that they get players that are the fastest players out there. And Chase Claypool is one of those guys. So if they can use him and he can become the third on the team, I think he could really benefit this team, even though they don't really need much more help.
So you think Chase Claypool could be the number three on this team?
I think that he has the potential to, for sure.
Interesting. I don't know, bro.
I'm not saying start him. I'm not saying pick him up. I'm just saying keep an eye out.
Keep that eye on them. Makes sense. Yeah, Dolphins, Giants, it's going to be a banger. Do you think the Dolphins put up another 70-piece or what?
I think if they do it again this year, it'll be this game.
Crazy, man. Let's get it over to the next game, Trey. We've got the Bengals at the Cardinals in a game that the Bengals have to win, right?
Yeah, this is probably my least favorite game of the week, and that's terrible. But over-under for this game is 42.5 points. Vegas has the Bengals pick to win by 5. I got to go Bengals, but I'm tired of losing those picks.
You have to go Bengals, right? Josh Dobbs doesn't come out and beat them. And just like if the Cardinals win this game, I think I'm done with the Bengals.
I think the Bengals have to just go for Caleb Williams. I don't know.
No, come on now. Let's not get crazy, bro.
I just need the first pick and then, because, it's just season's over at this point if they can't keep producing.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. They've got it in them. I don't know what is going on with the Bengals, man. They were must-see TV, man. Last year, the year before that, almost made it to the Super Bowl. It did make it to the Super Bowl. It's just – what's going on, man? They got to beat the Cardinals, though. That's for sure.
I really think they turn it around, but I did see a fake news report of Jamar Chase punching the coach and saying that he's getting traded and all this drama and everything.
Oh,
and
God.
They're just trying to stir stuff up because something needs to be stirred up over there, man. Something's got to give.
Everything's all good when they're winning games, but now that they're losing, fingers are starting to be pointed. Somebody's got to go down for it. It's got to be somebody's fault.
But jumping to my starts, starting with the Bengals, I'm starting up Joe Burrow, man. I need him to show it. I need him to prove it. If he's going to do it against a team, I think the Cardinals is the team to do it.
Right.
Jamar Chase, you got to start this dude up still. T. Higgins is questionable, but I do not think he's going to play in this game with the rib injury. So if he is out, Tyler Boyd is flexible. Like I said, hopefully this team turns it around. If not, you're going to be mad about that start. But I'm starting Joe Mixon, and I'm not starting Irv Smith Jr.
Yeah, I like it, dude. I'm starting Joe Mixon up in a league. I'm starting up Burrow in a league. Like you said, if there was a game to do it in, Trey. This would be the one, right? Burrow to Chase. I mean, it's probably going to be a great game for Chase also. It just has to be.
No doubt. But jumping to my Cardinals starts, Josh Dobbs, I think, in Superflex is startable. James Conner, you got to start that dude up. Michael Wilson, I think, is flexible, man. This dude has really grown a lot on this team and shown that he can put up fantasy points. And Zach Ertz, I'm loving the start there. And I think Marquise Brown is going to get enough work to be relevant, but I'm not starting Rondale Moore.
No. I mean, I like it other than I don't think I could. I don't think Hollywood. I mean, he's been doing okay, but I guess he'd be worth a flex if absolutely necessary with all these buys and whatnot's going on. I guess so. And we got a question from Craig Wayne over on YouTube. Guys, if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to hit the like button for us. That helps us out more than you know. What's up, fellas? Who y'all got? Christian Watson, questionable, or Rashee Rice, full PPR, Trey?
Man, you know, I got to go with Christian Watson in this.
Yes, sir.
And I know he's questionable, but, you know, Rashee Rice, you know, has been getting some targets. But Christian Watson, we know what he can do when he's given the opportunity. So I think I go Christian Watson.
I got to go Christian Watson here, too. He is questionable, but maybe it's because it's a game back. They're just being safe because they don't want to put too much on him. So I assume that's why he's questionable. I'm pretty sure he's going to play. I go Christian Watson here as well.
Yeah, I think that's the Monday night game, so he's got time to recover for whatever reason.
For sure. Tommy's got a question. Luke Musgrave or Goddard? Goddard has been awful.
I'm pretty sure Luke Musgrave is questionable as well, and I think he's in concussion protocol, and normally when that happens, they do not play. I think you got to go Goddard. I know Goddard has been awful. I mean, you could check your waiver wire. Yeah, if Ferguson's out there, I like Ferguson a lot this week, man.
Yeah, he's actually higher on the rankings, and I actually realized he was, man. Ferguson's up there a little bit, but, you know, the tight end rankings are very skewed. You know, up there could be freaking a touchdown and six catches, you know what I mean?
No doubt.
Craig Wayne giving us the thumbs up. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. We got your back. Bengals at Cardinals. Tommy said he's not anymore. He's been cleared about Luke Musgrave. So.
Okay, then I would probably lean Luke Musgrave if he's going to play.
There you go. I watched Goddard have a just ball out game. Finally, that game we've been waiting for.
Yeah, right.
Let's go to the next game here, and that is our Manscaped game of the week. Yes, sir. This week, we've got the Eagles at the Rams, Trey.
Over-under for this game is 44 points. Vegas has the Eagles picked to win by 5. If the Eagles, if I had to pick anybody to beat the Eagles this year, it would be this week and the Rams.
Ooh, yeah, buddy. I like it, man. I want the Eagles to lose, so I'm taking the Rams, definitely. Like you said, if there was a game to do it, this would be the one. I'm taking the Rams also in this matchup, buddy. I like it. So let's go ahead and jump to some Eagles starts here. You got to start Jalen. You got to start DeAndre Swift. This guy has been basically unstoppable, man. DeAndre Swift was, you know, completely overlooked in the first couple of weeks. We thought we knew why, but DeAndre Swift has really come into his own and solidified as the main back in Philly, and I like it. I'm starting A.J. Brown. I'm starting Devonta Smith. I'm sitting Goddard. We just kind of talked about this. I'm sitting Goddard. I'm sitting Quez Watkins, Trey.
No doubt. I like it.
Yes, sir. Let's go to the Rams here. Rams starts. Start Matthew Stafford. Start Cooper Kupp. You got to. And I'm going to start Puka Nacua here, too. I mean, if Cooper Kupp is in, he might be on a snap count also. So maybe take that into consideration. And I think, you know, you just got to kind of, you know, not expect Puka to be Cooper Kupp this week, you know, just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, but there's a potential for this game, you know, both these guys to go crazy, you know. I mean, they both got the athletic skill. They got Stafford, who loves to throw as many times as he possibly can. Kyron Williams in this game. I mean, this offense is going to be scary this week, and I think it's going to really put some pressure on the undefeated Eagles.
Yeah, absolutely. You just can't let the Eagles get the, get ahead and sit there and milk the clock and milk it and get 3 yards and a first down, get 2 yards and a first down, stupid tush push. You know what I mean? You can't let, do not let the Eagles do that, Matthew Stafford. Please.
Because if you do, it's over.
I'm sorry. I got loud. I apologize to everybody out there. You know, that just get emotional about the Eagles. Also, you could start Kyren Williams. Obviously, you could start Tyler Higbee. Sit Van Jefferson. Sit Tutu Atwell. What do you think, buddy?
I like it. Give me some cup action, baby. I missed him.
Yeah, buddy. I know you're excited, man. Got him in a trade. Got rid of Jahmyr Gibbs for Cooper Kupp. How are you feeling about that trade right now?
Man, right now I'm feeling great. I think I'll determine how better I feel after this game this week.
It was so funny, bro. We were sitting right next to each other, and he's making this trade. He's like, should I do it? And I was like, I guess, bro. And he did it, right? As soon as he made the trade and it got processed, bam, here it comes through. Cooper Kupp and will play this week. It was amazing.
Yes, sir.
It was meant to be, my friend, meant to be.
Me and Kupp on the same level, you know.
Oh, okay. It's like that. But let's get to a couple more questions before we get to the next game, guys. Again, don't forget to check out Manscaped. That was our Manscaped game of the week. All right. And real quick, we got a question here from Craig Wayne. Says, CJ Stroud or T-Law?
Got to be C.J. Stroud. Woo! I mean, consistently 300 yards a week. You know, that those numbers don't lie, dog.
I like it. Yeah, C.J. Stroud has been hot, my friend. Hot. I got to go with the C.J. Stroud here, man. I got to agree with you, buddy.
No doubt.
Crazy. We should have picked him up on the wire.
I know it.
JGM says the Rams with Kupp, Puka, and Williams will be scary. You can't double team all of them.
Exactly.
Yeah. If anybody's going to get that double team, it's going to be probably Cooper Kupp, though, right?
I mean, maybe he's coming off an injury. I think people are scared of Puka, man. Puka's on another level, too.
Puka is something, man. That kid, that boy is something, man. He's doing big things, man. I'm happy for him. But yeah, let's keep this thing moving, buddy. Let's get to the next game this week. We've got the Jets at the Broncos.
Over under for this game is 40.5 points. Vegas has the Broncos picked to win by 3. And there's a little tension in this game, you know, with the shots that Sean Payton took at the Jets and everything like that. You know, there's some tension building in this game. I think it's going to be a really good one. I think it's going to be kind of a knockdown, dragout type game. But I got to lean the Broncos just because, you know, Sean Payton cut his sleeves off last week and took over the game. So, you know, he'll probably wear some extra long sleeves this week just in case.
Yeah, I'm going Broncos in this game as well. Zach Wilson, you know, he was making some great throws, but I just don't see it. I don't see him being the guy. Maybe a little more work needs to be done. But Russell Wilson has actually been a really, really good fantasy quarterback this year. He's like top 10, is he not?
No doubt. Yeah, definitely. Did you see that video actually of Sean Payton literally cutting his sleeves off on the sidelines?
I did not. Was he trying for a Belichick thing?
I don't know, but he cut his sleeves off and they scored 24 unanswered. So it was like, okay, fine. I'll do it myself.
Oh, man, I got to look that one up for sure.
But anyway, let's get into some Jet starts here. Zach Wilson, we put him on our waiver wire, I think, in Superflex. I think if you're struggling and you got a lot of buys going on, I think he's going to put points on your board for you. He's looked a little more competent in the pocket, and he's worth looking at. Breece Hall, I think, is startable in this game. I really think this dude's going to rise and rise and rise every week. I think he's a great low go-get kind of guy, Breece Hall. But Dalvin Cook, I'm going to sit because it's just not working. Garrett Wilson, you got to start this dude up. I mean, that's Wilson to Wilson. That's what you hear every time you watch this game with the Jets. But I'm still sitting Lazard and Cobb. If I had to, I might flex Lazard, but I'm just too worried about it. And then I'm also sitting Conklin.
Yeah, I like it, man. Alan Lazard is one of those ones like that I was actually pretty excited about when Aaron Rodgers there. It seems like Alan Lazard, he'll get a touchdown or something here and there, surprise you. But I think he's worth a bench spot because I feel like he could bust at any moment. I like Lazard a lot. I mean, he helped me get to the fantasy championship last year, but that was a different team and a different all kinds of stuff. So, you know, keep an eye on Lazard, you know, keep an eye on him. But I like everything else, though.
But jumping to my Broncos starts, Russell Wilson, got to start this dude up. I mean, one of the top 10 quarterbacks on the year. Javonte Williams is questionable if he does not play, which I do not think he will. Jaleel McLaughlin and Samaje Perine are going to be the backfield. I think both of these guys are flex worthy. I think neither of them are going to go crazy, but both of them are going to get you enough points to be happy. Cortland Sutton, I think, could get a touchdown in this game. You know, that's kind of what you're banking on with Cortland Sutton. But Marvin Mims for PPR, I think, is the better bet. And I'm sitting Jerry Jeudy and Adam Trautman.
Yeah, you have to, man. Jerry Jeudy, man. How is Russell Wilson doing great and Jerry Jeudy not?
Yeah, man, it's crazy. I think he was, like, wide receiver, like, 81 or something.
Yikes.
Last week.
Yikes. I'll tell you what's going to happen. The same thing that happens with Jerry Jeudy every year. He does terrible for half the year and then busts in the second half of the year. Watch.
Yeah. And most that's what happens all the time. And whoever had Jerry Jeudy drops him, somebody else picks him up and
exactly.
Drives him to the playoffs.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Watch. But yeah, I like it, buddy. Jets at Broncos. I don't know. Probably going to be a good game.
Right.
But let's keep it moving. Go to the next game. We've got the Chiefs at the Vikings.
Over-under for this game is 52.5. It's a lot of high over-unders this week. Mm-hmm. So a lot of high-scoring games we're hoping to see. But Vegas has the Chiefs picked to win by 6. And I got to say, man, the Vikings probably lose by a touchdown.
I'm going to take the Vikings in this game. Kirk, go daddy chains that you like to call him, is going to come out and tear him up, man. What?
Look, I love it. I love me some Kirk chains, but look, Taylor, they haven't lost with Swift in the stands, bro. That's
oh, come
all I'm
on
saying.
With the Swift stuff. I'm going to take me some Vikings in this game for sure.
Is it because of Taylor Swift?
No, it's not. Let's just not talk about that. Everybody else is talking about that. We're better than that, Trey.
That's right.
Let's go to some Chiefs. What? What'd you say?
I love you, Taylor.
Oh, God. Here we go. Let's get to some football, my friend. Some actual football. Chiefs starts. Got to start up Mahomes. Got to start up Ma'Auto or Travis Kelce. You know, have you seen that commercial yet?
No.
Where he's like, why do I got to be Ma'Auto? Why can't he be Kelce? Never mind. Y'all out there, y'all know what I'm talking about. Start up Kelce. Start up Isaiah Pacheco. This guy has been hot. I like starting Jerick McKinnon in this matchup. I like the matchup against the Vikings. I think Jerick McKinnon gets used and gets a touchdown. Hey, maybe two. Who knows? Flex Rashid Rice. I like him as a flex. And sit Sky Moore. What do you think?
Yeah, man, I like it. You know, I'm starting Jerick McKinnon in a couple leagues. I dropped him in one, but other leagues, I got too many buys going on. I got to put him out there. You know, I really hope he gets a touchdown because it kind of feels like touchdown or bust with Jerick McKinnon these days.
It does. You're right. It really does. Let's get to some Vikings starts here. Start up Kirk Cousins. Start up Justin Jefferson, obviously. Start Alexander Mattinson. Start TJ Hockenson. And start Jordan Addison. I'm sitting KJ Osborne, and I'm sitting Cam Akers. What do you think?
Yeah, man, I like it. You know, Jordan Addison, I think he had a rough week last week, but I think he picks it back up. I think this is going to be a high offensive game, and I think the over-unders are right. I think a lot of these games are going to be putting up a lot of fantasy points this week, you know. So you, Justin Fields, and DJ Moore guys, you know, be prepared because there might be some other 3 touchdown receivers this week.
Ooh-wee. I hope not, man. I hope not. I got a lot of field shares.
No doubt.
That's going to definitely be a good game, man. I'll be watching that bad boy. But let's go to the next game, Trey, and that is Sunday Night Football. We've got the Cowboys at the 49ers.
Over-under for this game is 45.5. Vegas has the Niners picked to win by 3.5. And I think the Niners are going to show you why the Cowboys are all talk and no offense.
Got to take the 49ers. I just feel like the 49ers are the more complete team on both sides of the ball. The Cowboys defense has been shut out, but the offense, it's hit or miss. So that's why I'm taking the 49ers in this game, Trey.
It definitely is. It definitely is. But jumping to my Cowboys starts, Dak Prescott, I think is super flex worthy. I'm not starting him in single quarterback leagues. Tony Pollard, I think you got to start this guy. CeeDee Lamb, you're starting. But Brandon Cooks and Michael Gallup are on the bench. But Jake Ferguson, I am starting in several leagues this week. I think this is a great matchup for him, and I think he does what he did last week and have the most targets on this team this week.
I like it, buddy. I like it.
But jumping to my Niners starts, Christian McCaffrey, got to start this dude up. I actually saw an interview with him this week, and everybody was talking about how, you know, when you're on the field and you keep doing all this great stuff, do you think like, oh, wow, I'm really helping the boys out for fantasy, you know? And he was like, no, man, I don't think about that at all.
Oh.
What you need to do is get underneath your jersey, you need to write on a shirt, and it says 6 points for the boys. And when you score a touchdown, just pull it up. That'd be the greatest touchdown celebration ever. And
he's
like, nah, I don't know. But, you know, Christian McCaffrey, got to start this dude up. Six point for the boys. You guaranteed it'll happen. Brandon Ayuk, you're starting. Brock Purdy, I think, is definitely startable. Debo Samuel, you're starting this dude up, and George Kittle as well. Elijah Mitchell is out for this game, though, so just know Christian McCaffrey is going to be that dude again this week.
Insane, bro. 13 touchdowns in 13 games. Christian McCaffrey, man, I never, ever get a piece of Christian McCaffrey. I think I had him once back in the day when he was on the Panthers, and he did all right. You know what I mean? I want a piece of that action, my friend.
Yeah, they asked the Niners coach, you know, what would you do if you didn't have Christian McCaffrey? And he was like, don't you put that on me.
He's like, lose? No. No, yeah. Christian McCaffrey, man, this dude's a beast. A beast.
No doubt.
Going to be a good one, though. Going to be a great game. JJM says there was a tournament on who would be seen more, Rodgers or Swift, during the last game, and Swift won 10-8.
Yeah, man, who gets the spotlight more? I'm impressed, though, because Rodgers, you know, he tends to take that up.
He'll be fighting for it, won't he?
Yeah, he will.
Oh, man. Let's go ahead and keep it rolling, buddy. We got one game left. It's Monday Night Football. Only one Monday Night Football game. I hope we can keep this trend going, because I don't like missing part of a game. We've got the Packers at the Raiders, Trey.
Over under for this game is 43.5 points. Vegas has the Raiders picked to win by one. And give me Jordan Love to take the dub here.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, kind of you got to. I mean, the Packers have not been playing good football in the first halves of games, but it seems like they pick it up in the second. I think if the Packers could play four full quarters of football, then they would be doing all right, man.
Oh, they'd probably be undefeated.
Yeah, exactly. I just if they can play the way they play in the second half all games, then they'd be doing all right. But let's get to some Packers starts here. I'm starting Jordan Love up. I'm starting Aaron Jones. I know he laid a stinker last week, and he is questionable. So just, you know, keep an eye on that. I'm still going to start him up if he plays. Christian Watson, start him up. And that leads me to my start of the week. This week I've got Romeo Doubs as my start of the week, Trey. What do you think? Romeo Doubs.
Yeah, man, I like it. You know, Romeo Doubs, we talked about with Christian Watson coming back. It might hinder his performance. It has not touched it. Christian Watson getting his, and Doubs is getting his, so I like it a lot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sit A.J. Dillon. Sit Jaden Reed. What do you think?
I like it a lot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Get to the Raiders starts. I'm starting up Josh Jacobs. If he plays like he did last week, all the rest of the season, then it was worth drafting Josh Jacobs this season. I'm going to start Jimmy G up. I think he's got a little something to prove on Monday Night Football. He might do his thing and do what he should. I like him as a start in a super flex format. I'm starting Davante Adams. I know he's questionable, but he's a baller. He'll get out there and play. And I'm starting up Jacoby Myers because Jimmy G is back. And when Jimmy G was there, it was basically half and half targets with Devontae and Jacoby. So start up Jacoby Myers, sit Hunter Renfro, sit Michael Mayer.
Yeah, man, I like it. I hope Jacoby Myers gets back to that Jimmy G connection that we've all been waiting for. So I'm excited to watch it, man. I think it's going to be a good Monday night game.
Yes, sir. And there's our Packers fan chiming in as if He says, Cheesehead Nation, baby. Love you guys. Peace out. Thanks, Tommy. Thanks for tuning in, buddy. Appreciate the birthday wishes. Guys, hit that like button for your boys. Subscribe to this channel if you are not already. We appreciate the love, appreciate the support. And guys, if you like getting some fantasy advice for some guys who are obsessed with fantasy football, go to patreon.com/fourthandflex. You'll get episodes that not everybody gets to see. You'll get your injury reports. You'll get all kinds of stuff, one-on-one coaching from your boy and I on your teams. We're going to help you get to a championship. And as always, Trey,
we got merch.
Yes, sir. We got merch. We got mugs, cups, hats. Get you something nice with a logo on it, man, and rock that bad boy. Show your friends. Tell them how much you love fantasy football.
Yes, sir.
Trey, final thoughts. Week 5. What do you got, my friend? Talk to the people at home.
Final thoughts for the people at home. This week's going to be a great week in fantasy. It's going to be a great week in football. And go out there and make you some trades. If you're 0-4 in your league, if you're 1-3, or whatever you got to do, right now is the time to trade. Right now is the time people are wanting to make trades. You know, take some risk. Don't be afraid to take risks. That's how you get a high reward, baby.
That's right, buddy. That's right. Thank you, folks, so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace out.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go!
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.